sie aber noch left off on Chav Dalet on the base, about 15 lines from the bottom. The Gemara is commenting on the Mishnah. The Mishnah gave. Left off on Chav Dalet on the base, about 15 lines from the bottom. The Gemara is commenting on the Mishnah. The Mishnah gave four cases. The Mishnah in the third peric being Chav Dalet on the Aleph. So the Mishnah says that a get has to be written in the Shema. The get is not written in the Shema, so it's no good. So the Mishnah gives four examples of a get which was written Shalal Shema, and each one is a greater Chiddush than the one that preceded. So the first line in the Mishnah is that the Sofrim were just practicing Ksav. They were just practicing Safrus, and they made believe that they're writing a get that wasn't intended for anybody, and then somebody overhears the way they're writing a get. He says, hey, that's my name, I want to use it. So that wasn't written Lishma at all. The second Mishnah towards the bottom has the case. There are two couples in the same city. Husbands have the same name and the wives have the same name. And one husband authorized the writing of the get lishma for his marriage, and then he changes his mind. Then the other husband over here, so he says, give me the get, I'll divorce my wife, so that's no good. And then the third Mishnah, the top line, has one man has two wives.
Same name.
One man has two wives with the same name. He wrote the get intending for one wife, and now he wants to give it to the other wife. It's also no good, even though it's the same husband, but it's the wrong wife, it's the wrong gerushin. And the greatest chiddush was the last line, the last two lines in the Mishnah, where the husband had two wives, and he authorized. He tells the sofim elahatchilik sold get ishti leizus sheretz agarish. In all four cases, it's no good. So now the Gemara is going to comment on these four cases. So the third case in the Mishnah said, on the top line, on the daf, Chav Dalet on the base, the top line on the daf, in the Mishnah, yes, and Mikain, the same man has two wives with the exact same name. The both wives' name is Rachel Bas Yaakov, whatever. So if he wrote the get for the Gdoilah, he cannot change his mind later and give it to the Ktana, because that's Shalor the Shema. But if he gives it to the Gdoilah, it would be good. He writes the get for the Gdoilah and he gives it to the Gdoilah, it is good. So the Gemara is bothered with the question. There is a machlekes Rab Meir and Rab Elazar that keeps on recurring in the Mesichta every 5-10 dafim, where the Eidi Chasima Karsi or Eidi Mesira Karsi. Baz Bashteita machlekes. Rab Meir's opinion is that Eidi Chasima Karsi, the way a man is megarish his wife is by giving her a shtaraya that they are divorced, that causes the divorce to take effect. Eide Chasima Karse, the same is true. I have a house and I want to sell you the house. I want to give you the house for Matana. So how do I do it? Bishtar. If I give you a shtar raya that the house belongs to you and you can prove that it's yours, that makes the trick. That causes the house to belong to you. If I'm a Kaddish and Isha, Eide Shtar. We're Mekaddish Eide Kesef. But if you're Mekaddish Eide Shtar, so how does it work? A Chosin gives the Kala shtar raya that they are married. So the fact that she can now prove that she's married to this man, she was not married. The fact she can prove that that happened causes the event to happen. It causes it into Einzu Agadah. If you really want it, then you give a shtaraya, then it takes place. That's how a shtar kinyan works. By giving the other party a shtaraya that this is the fact, so that causes it to become the fact. And Rabbi Lozer, we don't paskin like Rabbi Meir. We paskin that shtar kinyan and shtaraya is totally unrelated. They have nothing to do with each other. But like Karab Zelzeh. A shtar raya is, I give you a raya that I owe you money. I give you a raya that the house belongs to you. I give you whatever the raya is, so and so. Shtar kinyan has nothing to do with shtar raya. Shtar kinyan is, I write on a piece of paper, hareyat mekudeshesli, and then no eidei chasima at all. Nobody signs at all. And after I give the shtar kinyan to the kala, let's say I give the kala a note that says Hariat Mekudeshesli. She can't prove anything with that piece of paper. It has no signatures on it. Or I divorce my wife and I give her a get, then no Eirich Hasim at all. So there's no Shtar Raya at all. There's no Raya Biksav at all. Nonetheless, Rav Loza holds, and that's how he paskin, that constitutes a Shtar, Eidim Mesira Karasi. What makes it into a get creases, what makes it into a Shtar Kinyan, is the Eidim Mesira watching when I have the Sipur HaMaisa written down Biksav and I give it all. So that's a fundamental machlokes that kept on recurring in the Mesichta with many nafkaminas. So the Gemara raises the issue over here. You have the husband has two wives. So if the both wives have the exact same name, and he wrote the get for the gdeila, and then if he changes his mind, he wants to give the get to the ktana, to the other wife is no good. But if he gives it to the, he wrote it for the gdeila, he gives it to the gdeila, is good. The gdeila is mgureshes. So the Gemara raises the question: how can the, so this, if you hold like Reb Meir, if the din is like Reb Meir, that Eide Chasima Karsi Stam Mishnah Reb Meir. Usually, every so often you have a Stam Mishnah which is Doloike Reb Meir. Here it happens to be we don't paskin like Reb Meir. So there's a good reason to assume that you should have a Stam Mishnah Doloike Reb Meir because we're not going to hold like him. That's what Tosfos keeps on saying. The Gemara is always angling to make the Stam Mishnah is not like Reb Meir because we have a Klal Halachic Stam Mishnah. Here we know in advance we don't paskin like Reb Meir. The Gemara already said, and Abdallah and Manat, the Halacha is like Reb Loza here. Today the Mesir Kasi, you don't need any Eidi Chasim. So here there's a question in this Mishnah whether this Stam Mishnah goes like Reb Meir or not. If I have two wives with the exact same name, Rochel Bas Yaakov. I wrote the get for the one wife and I gave it to her and I didn't change my mind in the middle. It's Lishma. But the question is, after she has the get, can she really prove that she's Mugureshes? Maybe I really wrote the get for the other woman and she grabbed it. Maybe I really wrote it to the other woman and then I changed my mind and I gave it to her. So can you really prove anything? So the answer is,
Eidim Chasim is not going to help either in this case.
No. Right, if there are, the Gemara thought that Mishnah is Stam Mishnah Reb Meir. And you have Eidi Chasima, so the question is this a good, can this serve as a Shtar Raya? If it can't serve as a Shtar Raya, then Reb Meir would say cannot serve as a Shtar Kinyan, then it wouldn't be good.
But it seems to me when we say maybe after that the Shtar, the get has to be written exactly the name and everything. It seems to me that if somebody says the older one, or the younger one, it's just like a name, it's two people ahead, you have to have to make a separation.
No, you're right. If you write the older one, you know.
He didn't write the older one.
He just wrote Rochel Bas Yaakov, you're 100% right.
If you don't know which one, then it's just like
right.
A name.
Bas Yaakov
with Bas Yaakov.
He told the Sofer that he wants to be Megash to
everyone. Right, he told the Sofer he has a mind.
Just say Rochel, I need you Rochel Bas Yaakov, I need you Rochel Bas Yitzchok.
Okay. We're talking about a case that you cannot tell from the name and the get which one.
Who is meant for?
If you can't tell, then there's no problem. Then Avada, everybody.
We don't know whether he meant the older one or the younger.
Oh, so that's the problem. That's the problem that the Gemara raises. Let's see. That's what we're up to in the Gemara. So the Gemara quotes the caption from the Mishnah, about 20 lines from the bottom. If he changes his mind and he decides to give the get to the other wife who has the exact same name, that's no good because that get was written shelo lishma. Zog the Gemara diuk. Ktana hu dolo matzah migarish be. He cannot divorce the ktana with his get because it was not written lishma for the ktana. Ho gdoilo, but if he sticks to the gdoilo, Matzi Megarish Bey, you can divorce the Gdoila with the get.
Why should you question it?
So the question is, the Stam is the Reb Meir. So Reb Meir holds you need Eidi Chasima. And Eidi Chasima Karsa means that when I give this get to my wife, she will be able to prove later on that she is Geget from me, and that causes her to become Geget. So can she really prove that she's Geget if it's known that I have two wives? Who says that this get was intended for her? So the Gemara says, Omar Rabbi says, Eisam Meres, from this Mishnah, he can prove that yes, but that is the halacha. Shnei Yosef ben Shimon Adorim the Irachas, if the two Balabatim live in the same city with the exact same name, they're both called Yosef ben Shimon. Motim Shtachoy Balachem. Let's say, my name is Yosef ben Shimon. I have a shtar that says that Pliny owes Yosef ben Shimon $50. So I come and I say, hey, you owe me $50, I want to collect. Dr. Nein, Labad Varm de Diyat, I owe the $50 to the other Yeshivin Shimon.
I stood with either my
village people.
Stocha me other by boy. So the Gemara says, right? The Stocha me other my boy is the proof that's to me. Mine. The fact that I have the Tfisas Ashtar is conclusive proof that you can tell me go fly kite, I borrowed the money from the other one. No, if I'm holding on to the star, right. That means that it's my star.
Maybe he grabbed it from the other one.
So you're not concerned. That's what Rav says, the same thing over here. The man has two wives with the exact same name. So Rav Meir holds a dechasim akarasi that the way Ishtar Kinya works is by handing over Ishtar Raya, and she can prove later on that she's divorced from her husband. This causes the get to be chal, this causes the Kinya Gerishin to take effect. So Rav says he's seen from the Mishnah that if you have two people in the same city with the same name, they're both eligible to be the Balashtar. Oh, yeah. They either wrote to get, there's only one man in the city with this name. They either divorced the Gdol or the Ktana. So whoever's holding on to the get says, my husband gave me the get. So the husband cannot tell later on, nope, you're still my wife, you have to come home with me. I divorced the other wife. So she says, Shtocha b'yodi my boy, but I have the Tfisas Balashtar. Yeah. The fact that I'm holding on is a raya that it was intended. So that part of the Mishnah is no problem. That's what Rava says. Zoysa Meres, Rava thinks that this Mishnah is going like Rav Meir, Stam Mishnah Rav Meir. Rav Meir thinks he needs Eli Chasima. Why? Because he needs a Shtar Raya, and it is a Shtar Raya. So from this Mishnah, you can learn out of din, carry out the din for a story moment. It's going to be the same thing. Good. However, Omalei Abaye says, you cannot interpret our Mishnah that it's a Stam Mishnah Rav Meir. You're going to get stuck. Omla Abaye Elo Meyatom. Reisha Diktoni, Reisha means the second case in the Mishnah. There were four cases. So the first case was Stam the Sofrim were learning, Safras practicing in Gansa Misasa Garnish, and then they picked the name from the telephone book, and then a man overhears the way they're writing against and says, hey, give me the get, I want to divorce my wife. Okay, that's the first case. Second case was that two people in the city married to wives, the exact same names, the husband and the wife, and this couple has the exact same names, the husband and wife, and the other couple. And the husband authorized the writing of the get, but the husband wrote the get himself for his wife, and v'nimlach, and he changed his mind, the Motza Beniro, and the other man from the city found the get, and he wants to use it for his wife, so it says that it's no good. But the first husband will give it to his wife, it will be good. Yeah. Like the same deal over here, the Acher cannot use it. So the Omalei Abaye, Sabai Tainis Derav, the way you're saying Pshat in the Mishnah, that it's a Stam Mishnah, Rav Meir, and it goes with Eidech Hasim Karasin, it's good for Shtar Raya, yeah. Elamayata Resha, the previous paragraph in the Mishnah, Diktani, Shmikishmecha, I have the same name as you, my wife is the same, Pasa the Garish Boy, the other couple cannot use the get. Oh, but Shani, who's the Lamotsa, Megarish Bay Harisha, Motsa Megarish Bay, the other couple cannot use. But the first couple whom it was intended for, it is good for, if he doesn't change his mind and he still wants to divorce wife, it is good. I have a Hamrina, but we know from Baba Basra, what's the din? I have a shtar that says that Yosef ben Shimon owes me $50. But there are two Yosef ben Shimon. So I'm going to come to you and I'll say, hey, you owe me $50. So you're going to say, no, I have a shtar that says Yosef ben Shimon. He says, no, I don't even know who you are. Must be the other Yosef ben Shimon. There are a few Herschel Schechters in New York City. So every so often I get a phone call, whatever. They want this, they want that. I say, I don't know what you're talking about. He must want the other Herschel Schechter. So give him his phone number. Then he says the wrong one. Call the other one. The gun's in the wrong one. So someone has a taina to me. I have a shtar that says, Yosef ben Shimon, the Herschel Schechter. I say, must be the other Herschel Schechter. I don't know who you are. If the one who's holding the shtar, if it says that you owe Herschel Schechter $50, and I come, everybody knows I'm Herschel Schechter, I come, I say, you owe me, you can't say, go fly a kite, you borrowed the money from somebody else. Because Shtoch of Yodi, my boy, I'm holding on to the shtar, so that proves that I'm the right Herschel Schechter. But if I have a shtar, I go to Herschel Schechter. I say, you owe me $50, it says in the shtar. He says, I'm not holding on to the shtar, I don't know who you are. I never borrowed money from you. So that's a din poshut like that. If you have Shnei Yosef and Shimon, Hador and Bir Achas,
to collect you can.
Right. Nobody can collect from either of them. Each one will say, must be the other one, I don't know who you are. And there's no shtoch of the other, my boy. There is no thesis balashtar that's mashlim the muchach mitoichai, right? In the first case, the thesis balashtar is mashlim the muchach mitoichai. You don't know which Herschel Schechter. So I said, well, I'm holding on to the star. So it's me. But in this case, there is no thesis. Here it says that Herschel Schechter owes me money. So I'm holding on to the shtar. So everybody knows who I am. But who says which Herschel Schechter is? So Frekta Akashe, Abayas, Rav Akashe, how can you say that everything in the Mishnah can be carried over to Dini Mominis? Because the Mishnah goes like Rav Meir in Nedi Hasima, Karasin has disturbed as a shtar raya. It can't. The second case in the Mishnah, the Reisha he calls it, the second case in the Mishnah cannot be carried over to a case of Dini Mominis.
So what happens if the woman writes the get herself and then she says it's my shtar and then I have a get here? I mean, if you don't need Hasima Karte,
if you don't have any Hasima,
if
she's
not Mesida Karte, it's Hasima, then she could make her own witness and she can make her own get.
How does a woman ever prove that a woman lives in a community we know she's married for the last 10, 20, 30 years?
Right.
How does a woman ever prove that she's an Eshes, that she's a Migureshes? She has to have a shtar.
Right.
So the shtar, that shtar for sure has to have Eri Hasima. Even if you all like Rav Lozer, that you don't need Eri Hasima for the Gerishin to take effect. But for Raya to prove that she's divorced, she's either going to have to have Eri on the get, or she's going to have to bring the Eidei Mesira in person, or she'll have to have a tour, a document signed by the Bezin that says that we supervise the guest.
Even Rabbi Lezer agrees that it's for Raya you need
for Raya you need Eri Hasima. Right, if you won't have Eri Hasima. So what, she can forge it? She'll forge it, so what can we do?
So what I'm saying is, if you need witnesses anyway, then Achille Leuchter, I mean, that's also additional proof that why the star is in her hand, that she is divorced, not the other one. What are we worried about? That it's not her, that somebody else is here. But there are 80
Chassimim. So that's what the Gemara says. First up, Rava was interpreting the Mishnah that it goes to Mishnah Rav Meir, and you need 80 Chassimim. And Abayi says it's not going to work. The second Mishnah cannot possibly work out like Rav Meir. It cannot be. So he says, Elamayis Lach Lameima, what are you going to say on the second Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Aleph? What are you going to say, Pshat? It's not like Rav Meir. You're going to have to say it goes like Rav Lozer. What do you have to say, baby Misirav Rav Lozer? You have to say goes Aliba de Rav Lozer, Aliba de Rav Meir. There is no shtar. There is no shtar raya there. It's not muchach mitoichoy. You can't tell who the get was intended for. Achanavi beidim Misirav Rav Lozer. He says that the third case in the Mishnah also, you can't prove anything from this Mishnah. You can't even prove the din that Rava wanted to prove. Rava wanted to prove if the shtar says there are two Herschel Shechters in the city. I have a shtar that says that has your name, and it says J. Katane goes Herschel Shechter $50. I say, give me the money. He says, you don't know who I am. It must be the other Herschel Shechter. So the Gemara said that din, that is a din. I'm holding on to the shtar. Like he said, Shtocha Biyori, my boy, that means that the Tfis is Bala Shtar. Is Mashlim the Muchach Mitoicha. The fact that I'm holding on shows which Herschel Shechter it is. So Abayi says he can't even prove that from our Mishnah. Who says the Mishnah goes like Rav Meir? Maybe all the Bavis, maybe everything in the Mishnah goes like Rav Lozer. Rav Lozer holds that for a get to be valid, to take effect, it doesn't have to serve as a shtar raya. It doesn't have to serve as a shtar raya. How is the woman going to prove later on that she's giget? She'll have to bring the Eidei Mesira. She'll have to have a Ptura, bring the Eidei Mesira, something else. That's the Gemara. See, here there's a famous Machloikes Tosfos in the Ramban, this long Tosfos over here. The Eidei Mesira of Rav Lozer, so halacha l'maisa, we know the din. Tosfos is not going to have a machlekes with the Rabban shaloka halacha. It's not going to be quoted in the Shulchan Aruch because we don't pass him. What would the din be if the din would have? What would we have said if the halacha would have been like Rav Meir? Halacha l'maisa, we know what the din is. The halacha is like Rav Lozer, that a shtar kinyan does not have to be muchach mitoichoy because it doesn't have to serve as a shtar raya. Shtar raya is a different institution. So a shtar kinyan is a different institution. A shtar kinyan doesn't work by giving the person a raya that she is divorced, that makes her become divorced. That has nothing to do with that. The shaila is, but Rav Meir holds that you have to, a shtar kinyan has to be a shtar raya, and that's what makes it tick. It has to be muchach mitoichoy. So the simple reading of the Gemara sounds like that whenever there's no muchach mitoichoy, whenever there's no muchach mitoichoy, so the get won't be any good. So
get decides
right? Cannot collect any ksuba. The husband can say, I'm still married to you. I'm not going to tell you any ksuba.
But she's allowed to marry somebody else.
She, how could she can marry? We won't let her. We won't let her marry anyone else. If she lives in this community... Shtakin just makes a get bichal. But now how is she going to prove it to anybody that the get bichal? Nobody's allowed to believe her.
In other words, it doesn't mean it's still
worthless until
she brings...
Lemaise it's worthless. Lemaise it's worthless. If she'll be mezana, she won't be chayiv klapi shmai galya. She didn't do any aveira, but she won't be able to get away with anything because no bezin in the world will believe her that she's geget, because she can't prove it. She's becheska says she sees, and if she says she's going to swear on a stack of Bibles that the husband divorced, and we say we don't believe you. Becheska says she sees, she's tachadov should be erved echad is not bagloit, so she has to have raya edim. So if she doesn't have chasimis, edi chasim on the get, then she has to produce edim mesirah.
Unless she says
it's
on her husband, because we have the
chazuk. Yeah. Okay, that's the Gemara says. The wife says in the presence of the husband, gerashtani nemenes, because a woman would never have so much chutzpah initially. So the Ramo says neshtano hasmanim. The Ramo quotes from the Rishonim that bismanazeh. The Rishonim say in the 1200s. Nizamiza, they have enough chutzpah, they'll do whatever they want in the presence of the husband.
Yeah, women's lived.
This is before the women's lived. This is in the days of the 1200s, in the days of the Bali Atesis, they say, but the wound in it that it says in the Gemara doesn't apply to Zmanazah. That's what I explained once. We were once speaking about this, that some people totally misunderstood what Rav Soloveitchik was talking about. Rav Soloveitchik once made a whole attack against one of the Orthodox rabbis, who's still tumbling about his things against Rabbi Soloveitchik. He says Rabbi Soloveitchik changed his mind. Rabbi Soloveitchik is dead, so he can say whatever he wants. Everybody says whatever they want now that Rabbi Soloveitchik is not around. So this supposed Orthodox rabbi says in the newspapers Rabbi Soloveitchik later apologized to him and he changed his mind. So this rabbi said that we have to reinvestigate all the dinim of the Gemara that are based on the chazaka of Tavla Mesav Tandu Mele Mesav Amrulu, because it's just not so, Bisman Azeh, and any din is based on that, we have to change that din. So Rabbi Soloveitchik was very annoyed about that, and he said that this is conservative Judaism, this is not orthodoxy. And he said, but if the didn't change, why shouldn't we change the halacha? Rabbi Soloveitchik said, the didn't change because it's a pasuk in Bereishis, it's based on Elishach Chukosach Uhu Yom Shalbach. So he says, whatever is based on a pasuk in Bereishis about the creation of Adam and Eve, so it says, and that's the way God created man and woman. So he says, the Torah says that that's intrinsic in the creation. So he said, that's not going to change. So there are many people throughout all the years who never understood Rabbi Soloveitchik. They never understood anything he was talking about. They never understood his English. Not they didn't understand the word. They didn't understand his English, his Yiddish, Garnish. They didn't understand his jokes. They didn't understand the Sichas Chulin. It's unbelievable. You know, Rabbi Soloveitchik, you remember, Rabbi Soloveitchik would often, every year and a half, he would say over in a public talk, the joke from Shadal, from Shmuel David Lutzato, that originally, when the Reform movement began, so they decided they're going to leave out the second Yikon Purkin, because what do they need two Yikon Purkin for? They don't have one, nobody understands Aramaic, they didn't understand Hebrew either, but Aramaic is even hard to pronounce, so they left out the second Yikon Purkin. Then after a couple of years, they had a conference, they decided to leave out the first Yikon Purkin also because nobody understands, you can't even read the Aramaic. So Shadal made a crack at that time, Vayimach Eskol HaYikum. They wiped off all the Yikon Purkin. That was the crack that he said. Rabbi Soloveitchik would say this in public every year and a half in a public address. He would say this. So a few years ago, they published a book of the drushes of Rabbi Soloveitchik, Divrei Hashkafa, I think. So the one who wrote over, he had the tapes of the drush and he wrote it over from the Yiddish to the Hebrew. So he wrote, Oysam b'nei Adam she'machkum min asidur es ayukum purkin holchu u'machkum min achumish es ha'pasik v'yimach es kol ha'ikum. Didn't you understand the joke? So what was the joke? The chaheina v'chaheina. If you look in the books that have Rabbi Soloveitchik's copyright on them, that he was the one who authorized the translation and he has the copyright, those are his svarim, there every 50 pages there's such a gross error that demonstrates that the person just didn't understand the joke or didn't understand the whole verse. Didn't understand what the whole word was. So here also, many people when Rav Soloveitchik had this attack against this figure, and he said that the umdina is written in the Chumash, Elishach Chukosach, so this umdina is not going to change. So they say in the name of Rav Soloveitchik that no psychological umdina has changed.
He didn't say that.
He would be the first one to say, not he would be, he was the first one to say otherwise. He said, how many umdinas in the Gemara? He said, I remember that he said, Milsa David Legluy, Lloyd Mishakri in Shin. And Morris says, a man would be dead embarrassed to tell a lie if he can get caught red-handed in a lie. They can show that he's a lie. So I remember he said at that time, when, what was it, when Khrushchev was asked, when Kennedy asked Khrushchev in the United Nations, do you have any missiles in Cuba?
Yeah. The Cuba.
Right, right, in Cuba.
Yeah. Cuba missiles.
Eisenhower.
Kennedy.
He asked him, do you have any missiles in Cuba? So he said no. So he kept on asking. He said no. Then he showed the picture. He showed, I'm going to get weiter. So he said after that, he said no one was, he wasn't embarrassed. And the heads of state and presidents of countries and the chief of state, not embarrassed to tell a lie. And just go weiter. So I remember the Rav said at that time, he's not so convinced that you have a right to rely on any din. It's based on Dulce David Loy Mishakarinchi. He said, he doesn't know if it applies Bismanazah. You see that people are Mamish Mishakar. People are not embarrassed to tell a lie. That's what the Rav said at that time. But in the Shulchan Aruch, there are more quotes this from the Rishonim. That Ein Isha Miza Paneh Bifnei Baila. Isha Shamala Baila Gereshtani Nemenes. Because we assume a woman will never have so much chutzpah. So the Ramah says, the Yeshomim, the Bizman Hazeh, doesn't apply. The Rishonim, he quotes, the Balei HaTosfos from the 1200s. Because we see that people have more and more chutzpah. Many of them has changed from the days of the Gemara till the days of the Rishonim. The only thing the Rav said was, the Umdinah that says in Parshas Bereishis about the creation of man, of Adam and Eve, they thought that that Umdinah cannot be changed. That's all he said. And you can, there were those things with the Rav on that also. And Lakewood, they weren't so convinced that the Rav was right. Who says this? Because Chazal commented on Bereishis. Maybe that's the way it was at that time. Who says it's not going to change? Anyway. But this is the Gemara. So here, Halacha L'maisa, how do we paskin? Halacha L'maisa, we paskin like Rabbi Loza, that Eidei Mesira Karsu. So there's no need for Muchach Mitoicha. You only need Muchach Mitoicha on a Shtaraya. If you want the person holding on to the document to be able to prove something, so it has to have all the information. If it's missing the names and the date and the address. So there are many people, Yosef Ben Shimon, if a big city like New York City, it could be anybody. But so it's not going to be Muchach Mitoicha. You have to have Eidei Chasima Muchach Mitoicha. And if he psak halacha, we pass like Rabbi Loza, there's no problem. So now the shaila is, what would Reb Meir have said? What would Reb Meir say? We don't pass like Reb Meir. But what would Reb Meir Taka say? You have two couples in the same city. The husband's name is Yosef ben Shimon, and the wife's name is Rachel bas Yaakov. Both couples exactly the same. And the husband wants to divorce his wife, so he's going to give his wife the get. So when she holds on to the get later on, so that proves that... How did you say? Shtocha b'yodei my boy. The fact that she has the tefisas bal ashtar, she's holding on to it. That proves that she is the Rachel bas Yaakov, who is intended to win the get. But who said? But you don't know who the Yosef ben Shimon is. Maybe they're in cahoots together. Maybe the other husband is a wise guy. Maybe he went to aid them and he said, I want to divorce my wife. You know my wife, Rachel bas Yaakov. Yes, so they write again, Rachel bas Yaakov. Then he goes and he gives the gift to the other one. The wrong one. So how can she prove? How can she do that by holding on to the star?
Just like Richard Schechter, like you said, the other Richard Schechter could steal your star and say, the money belongs to me. How can you prove it was your money? The same thing like the older one, the younger one.
So the one who's holding on to the get, the Rachel bas Yaakov, she can prove that she's the one that it's intended for. But how can you prove which husband gave it again? That you can't prove. He's not holding on. She's holding on. How can you prove which husband? So Tosis holds that it's taka no good. Tosis holds that it's taka no good.
So according to that man, how would anybody allow a situation for marriage whereby that marriage could not end in a divorce?
Can end in a divorce.
Yeah.
Oh, you write the grandfather's name.
You have to write more details.
More details. Write the fat wife, the skinny wife with the red shape,
the address, the address where she lives.
She has a mole on her hair. She has this.
You write more details.
Write the
maiden name, the family name, the grandfather's name. Yeah, Mechunin, you write more. So this is Taisa's Shita and Gan Shas. That when, according to Rameyer, and in Poshim Shat, that's what it says in Agamara, that according to Rameyer, every Shtar Kinyan has to be Muchach Mitoichai. If it's not, because every Shtar Kinyan, the mechanics of a Shtar Kinyan is by giving a Shtar Raya, the Yad Hasheni, that I sold you, let's say, Lamosha. I give the Goy a Shtar Raya that I sold him the Chometz, so that causes the Goy to be kind of the Chometz. But the Shaila is like this. I want to sell a chametz Erev Pesach in the morning. You can't sell a chametz erev Pesach after chatzos. It's also b'ano. Once it's also b'ano, in a b'shus of shaladim, you can't sell. Even the shor shishis, the hour, the last hour before chatzos, mid the rabbanim, it's also b'ano. You can't sell then either. So all the rabbanim know that. All the balbatim also know. You got to sell a chametz before there's manis ano. But in the shtar mechiras chametz, it just says I'm selling it on erev Pesach. It doesn't say what time. It doesn't say
10 o'clock
in the morning. So if it doesn't say what time, so if the guy wants to be moitzi the chametz from me, the guy will come to me at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and he'll say, give me the schnapps in your house, I bought it, and here's the document. So I look at it and I can say, it doesn't say what time of the day, maybe you're only kind of misayif hayoyim. So you have to wait till shkia. So he'll say, if you come to be kind of misayif hayoyim. That's how Tosfos learns our Gemara in Ksubis. The Gemara has a discussion in Ksubis about shnei shtoras hayoytzim b'yoyim echot. A wise guy has one field, and the Kanaka sells the same field to two different people on the same day, and he writes the same day, different hours. One he sells 9 o'clock, one he sells 10 o'clock. But in the shtar, he doesn't write what time. The Gemara says in Yerushalayim the practice was they used to write shoyes. They used to write what hour. Of the chutz Yerushalayim, the minig was that they didn't write shoyes. If you want to write shoyes, you can write shoyes. But the minig usually was outside of Yerushalayim. They never wrote shoyes. They were never so precise. So if I'm a wise guy, I sell the same field to two different people on the same day. So who wins? So the Gemara sounds like it says whoever
comes first.
Whoever
well
gets
comes
first.
First.
No, but they both come to bed. They both come for a din Torah. So how do we pass it? No one's grabbing. They both come for a din Torah. So the Gemara sounds like it says the Pashup Shat in the Gemara. Tosfos reads the Pashup Shat sounds like it says like this. It depends whether you hold like Rab Meir or like Rab Loza. If you hold like Rab Meir, that a shtar kinyan has to be muchach mitoch, and neither of them can prove from the text of the document what hour in the day they're kinyan, so they're both kinyan b'sof hayom b'vasachas. They're both kinyan b'sof hayom b'vasachas, because nobody's kinyan, nobody has a muchach mitoch, what time in the day? So yad b'al ashtar ala tachtayna, so they're only both kinyan b'sof hayom, so it's yachloiku. Shnei shtar es hayetzim yameh, but it's yachloiku. Wouldn't even help if the Yadim wouldn't even help because it's only kind of it's not muchach mitoichoi. It's balpeh they'll tell. But Rameh holds every shtar kinyan has to serve as a shtar raya in order to function as a shtar kinyan. So it has to be minei bay. All the information has to be in the text of the shtar. Has to be muchach mitoichoi. So if it doesn't say is a shoyes, so they're both kind of b'sof hayom, so it's yachloko, they split it. Masheni came, we don't paskal like Rav Meir, we paskal halacha k'Rav Loza, bei megitin, bei mishar shtoris, bei mishtori moment, that's the Tosfos on Dav Dalet and Aleph. The Gemara said halacha k'Rav Loza begitin, so Tosfos says lav dav gitin. This is maseches gitin, so the Gemara said, who are the nami shar shtoris? And Tosfos brings all the rights that important Tosfos Dalet and Aleph. So Tosfos says that, and Tosfos quotes this sugya from Ksubis. They don't quote the Sugim Sugim. They don't quote the Sugim Sugim. I thought they did, they don't. So the Gemara in Ksubis says that, but since we pass from Halacha like Rav Lazar, that the Mesira Kaisa, you don't even need Bechlal Eidei Chasimis. Obviously you don't need Muchach Mitoichoi, so whoever can prove that he got the star first is kind of the Karka, and whoever can prove first wins, that's it. Whoever can prove that he got the star first wins. So Tosfos Shita is that according to Rav Meir, let's say a man divorces his wife 8 o'clock in the morning. He divorces his wife, gives her a get, and a woman goes and she's mezanah. She goes and marries someone else. What's mezanah? She goes, she marries someone else, and she lives with her second husband that afternoon. So Tosfos says that she's still an eishes ish according to Rav Meir, because the get is only chal b'sof hayom, because there's no muchach mitoich beis ashur. So that's what the Chassam said. Now that is married for 3 months. That's right.
But if she does,
wait for 3 months. Well, let's say she violated that din de rabbanon. She violated. There's man is a lot of people violating that din de rabbanon. It's a din. And the Gemara says, "Afilu yov eliyo." If eliyo another comes and he tells you the woman is not pregnant. So there's no chashash. The whole reason why you have to wait 3 months in order to know if she has a baby is the father of the baby, the first husband, the second husband. So the Gemara says clearly that it's a loiflug rabbanon. Eliyo Hanavi will say that she's not pregnant. She's 100 years old, and her husband is 100 years old, and there was no shalom bayis, and he was sick in the hospital. The Gemara says everything altogether doesn't help. Even Eliyo Hanavi, nothing will help. But it's only self calls up. It's only a dinder rabbanon. So if she'll marry someone else, the Tosfos Shita is that it's ain kiddushin tofsin on the same day. She doesn't, the get is not chal till the sofa yom, because it's not muchach mitoichoi. So it's based on this that the Chasam Sofer writes on the side of the Orachayim that he. That's the teller. The Chasam Sofer writes that he was medaktik when he did the Mechiras Chometz, that he would write Shoyes. And that's what they introduce now in all the Shtori Mechira, in the new, everybody always introduces new Chumras, new Chumras. So someone noticed the Chasam Sofer writes this on the side of the Orachayim, they have it printed. So they put in Shoyes. It says in the Shtar Mechira that we're selling the Chometz on Erev Pesach in the morning.
Before.
As of 10:15. And they leave an empty space to write down what hour. To put in the hour, and
in the afternoon, it's already acknowledged. So you already, by the time you can bring the carbon Pesach, you have to have, get all the comments out of the hour.
Yeah. But it's also
yeah,
by law.
It's also by law.
You cannot, right? You cannot sell it.
No one's selling. It's just you're all.
You're over on the east. You're over on the east.
When Rob sells the comments,
at the evening, so there is a Havimina. Maybe it is not sold until the evening.